bullet wound?
Yeah, I guess that's what it'd be. Yeah.
Now, if a person had a wound or something and it didn't heal right and it had got white stuff around
it. Infection.
Uh-huh. And that particular type of inflection, have you ever heard of that called proud flesh?
Yes.
Would that be what?
Well, yes.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something that people would take to paint on their finger if they got a cut or something on their finger and it would turn it red, that'd be...
Well, iodine methylate or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a person was alive yesterday and then today that person wasn't, you'd say, well, last night he...
passed away.
And if you didn't know the cause, if you didn't know why, the cause of the death, you'd say, I don't know what he died.
Well, yeah.
And a place where people are buried is a...
cemetery.
We're getting into all this gruesome stuff. And the box that people are buried in is a...
casket.
And the ceremony at the church when a person has died is called a...
Well, can't call it to my mind. What do they call it?
A funeral? Or would you call it, do you call it that?
A funeral, there.
And when a person has lost somebody in their family and they're really sad about it, and they might wear black or something, and you say that they were in...
mourning.
Mm-hmm.
Mourning.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody was troubled and worried about something, you might say, oh, it'll come out all right. Don't
worry.
And then the disease that people get in their joints is called...
rheumatic pain, rheumatism.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, a disease that people used to get, they don't get it much anymore, that makes their skin turn yellow.
Yellow jaundice.
Mm-hmm. And when you have your appendix taken out, you say you have had an attack of...
appendicitis.
Now, if a person eats something that can't agree with him and it wouldn't stay down, you say that person had to...
vomit.
And if a person had stomach trouble, you'd say he was sick.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
And
with his stomach, or I don't know what.
That's what, yeah, something like that. Sick at his stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say sick at his stomach?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when a young couple might, especially talking about the way they refer to this in the older times, if they were going out a lot together and people thought they had kind of serious intentions, they might say that they were
getting serious.
Uh-huh. And if they, when Mr. was after you to get married to him back in those days, they'd say that he was, in reference to you, that he was...
courting?
Yeah, he would use it like that he was courting you. And
she is the one that run after me.
Oh, she did? No, it was that way. I believe this is another example of his rambunctious behavior.
Yes, I think so.
when you a couple's going out together, they would say that he is her
beau.
Mm-hmm. And that she is his
girl.
Mm-hmm. And he asked her to marry him and instead, she ran off with somebody else. What do you say that she did to him? She...
can't get that word in my mind. No, what